All right, good morning, 7:43 on the mighty 690. James Copeland with you, and right now we have Mark Call, Coffeeville City Manager. How are you doing today, sir?
Fine, and it's always great to be here.
Absolutely. So we have a meeting coming up tonight.
Yes, tonight at 6:30, and if you're needing assistance, if you'll go to the east side of City Hall and walk down to the customer service entrance. There we go.
Yes.
And if you go through that door and turn to your left, you'll see an elevator. And it is one of those that go to the second floor. And that is where the commission meeting is held. And you're more than welcome to come.
Excellent.
And I guess tonight, of course, there's the call to order and a roll call. It is one of those. We do the Pledge of Allegiance, and then our first is the consent agenda. And basically the consent agenda is these are housekeeping issues, and it's also where we pay our bills. And Commissioner York and other commissioners kind of explain what's all those. They approve the minutes, and then they go through the appropriations. And usually the appropriations seem extremely high, but what that involves is our electric. And we are involved in a pool of electric. And so we produce power, but then we also pay for power. And then that's why sometimes you see, like tonight is roughly $4.9 million. And that seems like a lot, but it's money that goes in and money that comes out. So that's just paying our bills. And then, of course, we go to comments from citizens. And that is the commission welcomes, you know, anybody to the meeting. We can only learn if we hear your voice. It is one of those. Sometimes we can help. Sometimes we can't. But it is one of those, that's for the public to help us get better. And we do understand there's going to be times where we need to improve. And so it is all comments are welcome, and I know the commission appreciates it, good or bad, and we can only learn to get better. But our regular meeting, there's not any public hearings or special presentations. So we go to old business, and there's a second reading of an ordinance to rezone property owned by Peak Transload Terminal Services. And what this is it's an area on the tracks, and that is where Coffeyville Resources loads and unloads product. Which
sure. Yeah, I know what you're
talking
about.
Petroleum based, and is kind of a loading and unloading as far as the petroleum product, and they have asked to rezone that area to make it an additional loading area. So that'll be along the railroad tracks. And then, of course, the next item for commission's consideration under new business is a resolution to authorize the purchase of a thermal imaging camera. And that comes from a donation by Magellan Midstream Partners. And, of course, anytime that we get a donation, that saves taxpayers money. But this is thermal imaging. It's where you can see through the smoke. You know, should somebody be in a fire, it helps us to see through the smoke if somebody's, you know, in there. And it can be used for a lot of other things, but it's primarily to help us locate individuals that are in the home. And then we move to the next resolution, which is the purchase of a dual door high side compartment. And this is for the fire also. It's a donation from Atmos Energy. It is one of those that is a storage box that will be put on. And we'll just say a vehicle. The fire, you call it an apparatus, but it is one of those that they have donated this for the purchase for Coffeyville Fire Department. And then we move to, and that's probably the most concern or the most important item of this, and it's a resolution to declare a water watch within the city of Coffeyville. And first I want to say that don't panic. The governor has emphasized, because of the drought across Kansas, emphasized that all cities have a water conservation plan. The city has had one in place since 1998. That was when it was renewed. It is one of those. We are in the process of even updating that. But it is with the idea that Kansas does suffer droughts, and it is a concern, but there's little steps, and there's really, in a conservation plan, three steps. And each step does a little more, but this first step is in the water conservation plan is strictly voluntary. It is one of those just giving ideas that, you know, washing cars and these kind of things, extra watering of yards and stuff like that. If you can conserve, that's what we should do. But it's not a, I guess you want to say it's not a panic. It's just saying let's be smart about water. And we still have water. We still have water coming down. It's not that we're, drying out. It is one of those, it's just, because of the drought and they expected an additional 90 days of this drought, they don't forecast any significant rain. It's precautionary, and we'd rather start this now where we think about water. And, of course, any time that goes up to, the next level, level two, there's a little more caution. And usually the first two steps are voluntary, but one does a little more. And, of course, the third step, that's where, we need to be very smart about water. But this is the first initial, and it's been done before. This has happened to Coffeyville before, so it's not a new thing that, oh, my gosh, we've never been short of water, or there's never been a drought. So I asked the public to work with us, of course, work with the state, and we just need to be a little conservative. We will keep watching the water. We watch it every day in our river. That's where we get our water from, and it goes to the water plant. We usually pump, and I think, to my understanding, about 7.5 million gallons a day on a normal day. The water's there. We'll be able to turn on our faucets and use water, but let's all pitch in and be conservative ahead of time.
Sure. And something we might not think about, and this is just my ground level observations and anecdotes, but I know that folks from Caney, for instance, are coming over to area laundromats to do their laundry because, they can't do it in Caney.
They did have in Caney, which is something that happened. They did have an emergency. There was more to what happened that caused this. It is one of those, they had a failure in their system. So that is being worked on, but it is one of those, I think Caney, truly, they're all pitching in. They understand, they'll get ahead of this, but, theirs was a little more, extreme. This is easing Coffeyville into the idea that let's conserve. We might not wash our cars as often. These kind of things, of course, everybody, there's certain things that I think we take for granted when water is abundant. And this is just saying, let's just all think of this and moving forward. Keep in mind, if we can conserve, And then if it does go the next level, of course, we'll talk to the public and keep them informed. So
now, isn't there a small kind of backup reservoir that the city has over there?
We do. If you go out ever to the plant, if you look up on the hill, we have these, you know, large storage tanks, and that's the best way. There's probably a better way to describe it, but these things are huge. And that is a reserve. It is a reserve that we have water in there available. But we always keep that and keep that full. We draw from it sometimes, but it is reserve. The river, you know, supplies Independence and other cities. It is one of those. They are included in the governor's approach to water conservation. But we do. We will work with is with KDHE. We work, of course, with the Army Corps of Army Corps of Engineers. And then also, what feeds into the river are three reservoirs. And so those are up north of us, and that's why when we had the kind of scare in 19 of flood, it was one of those. The reservoirs north to us really dictate what happens. And so they're wanting to, like I say, conservation, just watch. There's water in, they're good levels. But it is one of those looking at the future for 90 days that you sit there and go, let's just be smart. And that way we don't have to maybe do things. And it is. Coffeyville has always been strong. And when things happen, everybody comes together and does this. So if we'll keep in mind tonight, the commission will look at that. It's a resolution two in which we have a plan, but a resolution to start the water watch. So that's kind of what's going on tonight.
Okay.
A lot of people have called in and, you know, what's going on, and they know the drought and these kind of things. Of course, what hits Coffeyville goes south of us anytime we get rain, but it is one of those that we'd rather start and make it easier, and just the simple things. And this is a voluntary stage, just telling everybody, hey, let's start thinking about water conservation. And of course, the last is city manager's report, and then we take comments from city staff. But you know, we're Coffeyville's doing a lot of things. We're moving forward on housing. We've got a USDA program that's going to kick off in the near future. That's construction of homes. That's a program through the federal government. But we have a lot of things that the city is doing to move forward. And that is, Coffeyville has been strong through all this and such good people. We just need to kind of turn our direction. Those that were been here for many years remember in 1960, we were a town of over 17,000 people. We're a town now of 8,826, but we need to do things, a little different and change that direction. So we're excited about the future of Coffeyville, and we are. We're planning and doing things to grow Coffeyville, and Coffeyville is such a good place and such good people.
Yes, absolutely, and looking forward to welcoming lots of visitors in this weekend for Dalton Defender Days.
Oh, yes, that's it. Dalton Days is always special. That's our heritage and time to shine, and I know city staff is getting ready already. They started Monday working down at the fountain and getting that area ready, but it's an exciting time. And then, of course, the next weekend, they have a beer fest.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
a lot of things going on, and, you know, Coffeyville, be proud of who you are. It is one of those, you're good people.
Absolutely. Well, Mr. Mark Hall, Coffeyville City Manager, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, and always enjoy it.
All right. Appreciate it. You have a good one. And we will continue to have a look at Fox News coming up at the top of the hour. Also, Brian Klein will join us with our latest look at local news. We have 52 degrees right now in Coffeyville. We're going up to a high today in the upper 80s. Going to be kind of a warm one, a little warmer than what we've been having, and then we'll cool down to the lower 80s for the rest of the week. Coming up on 8 o'clock.